Next question is Luke, Luchaodai. Luke, or last name, comma, Haodai. Date of birth is 11/17/31. Miss Luke is 92-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with a history of hemorrhagic CVA, left-sided hemiplegia. Patient's daughter Tracy and his granddaughter Wendy are the primary caregivers in this house. They're original from Vietnam. She's been here for years. She's been widowed for years as well. She never was a heavy smoker, period. New paragraph, on or about February 24th of this year, patient had a severe stroke with left-sided weakness, which has left her now totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent. Patient moans in pain, has a PEC tube, bowel and bladder incontinent, has contractures of the upper and lower extremity. The PEG site looks clean. Patient's only medication is morphine to control her pain, period. Patient also has a decubitus ulcer about the sacrum, stage 4, that's been treated at this time, period. We had a long discussion about stroke syndrome, the fact that she's aphasic and not able to tolerate any feeding. She's getting Jevity, but only one or two can a day because of residual issues, period. In the paragraph, I explained to the family that patients' decubitus ulcers are unavoidable because of lack of protein and protein calorie malnutrition and the fact that she's not able to tolerate any more feeding and or nutrients, period. She's also lost the ability to assimilate at this time. Patient has developed a lesion left ear, looks like a cellulitis with a slight ulceration, which needs to be treated with Keflex and will be brought to the attention of the medical director. Patient is in pain regarding all the contractures that she's developed about the upper and lower extremities, severe muscle wasting, and requires morphine around the clock to control her pain. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mrs. Luke. Patient's care was discussed at length with family before leaving their residence. Thank you.